professional summarizer. Let's hear it for Dale Irwin.
Thank you very much, our announcer Chester Bivens, who hasn't really learned my last name is Irvin. But that's all right, because Chester will be with us for a while, or at least until the check clears. Hey, everybody, boys and girls, moms and dads, welcome to Just Kill Me. This is the podcast that lets you know how good you have it. Because there's a lot of people out there that have it way worse than you, and we're here to point them out. As Chester pointed out, my name is Dale Irvin, the professional summarizer, and with me today are Tim Slagle, the Aristotle of comedy. Hey, Tim.
Hey, you think we could have found someone better than that Chester guy?
Well, we're looking for a search currently. So, you know, you people out there, you could apply for an audition. And also with us, of course, the lovely Terry O'Brien, hostess of both the Terry O'Brien Show and the Dangerous Thinkers podcast. Hey, Terry.
Hey, gentlemen. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too. This is this is a great time. I personally don't celebrate New Year. I prefer to celebrate Chinese New Year, because that's in February, gives me 46 more days to get my stuff done. So I said that the other day. I was picking up a prescription, and I said it to the person giving me the prescription. She just laughed and laughed, and then I'm in line at the grocery store. The guy behind me laughed, and I get up to the clerk, and I said, I don't celebrate New Year. And she looks at me and goes, whatever, happy Sunday.
Whatever, take your damn stuff and get out of here.
I have a friend who's Chinese who married a Jewish woman, and those poor kids have to celebrate three New Years a year.
Maybe they can at least be drunk all the time, right? Every time or something?
The confetti alone is going to set you back on that. But anyhow, when things are so bad, so stupid, so disgusting, you want to get as far away from them as possible. Common phrase you might say is, oh, just kill me. So in this podcast, we're going to capture the Just Kill Me moments. We look at the world's worst jobs, world's dumbest people, and the events in everyday life that just make us say, just kill me. So has anybody this week had an event that happened that would make them say that?
Well, I think I found the worst job in the world. I spent Christmas in Cuba.
Oh, yeah.
And I was watching, I think, probably one of the worst jobs in the world is Cuban street sweepers.
can you because amplify on that? Can you amplify on that?
Well, yeah, they won't give them like machines or like full size brooms. They have like little kitchen brooms because you know if you have full size brooms that employs less people. So they give them little kitchen brooms and little dust pans, and it's you could just keep sweeping on those streets for years and never hit. Never hit anything more than dirt.
And then if you're alone or a foot deep.
if you're Raul Castro's landscaper, you have to use scissors, right?
I think the patron saint of Cuban street sweepers are Sisyphus.
So, kids out there, if you don't get that reference, you know, Google that.
You don't get that reference. It'll be blame real your funny. Professors for eliminating Western civilization from the first
did anything? Did writing. Anything else interesting happen to you in Cuba, Tim?
Not really.
I kept thinking I was going to get a phone call from this dirt-floored, rat-infested jail, but that didn't happen, so that was good.
A little bit of rum, a little bit of cigars, that's pretty much it.
That's pretty much the whole Cuba thing. Okay. Yep. Well,
what about
you,
Terry?
Well, I'm trying to think, you know, I mean, I had a few, Christmas shopping, you know, it never ends, and I had a great experience at Walmart with their online shopping. Let me just say, stick to Amazon. I'm just going to say stick to Amazon because, you know, you'll end up going to Walmart, you'll be told the thing is there, it's not there, and when you try to figure out why it's not there, you end up in a 20-minute just kill me experience, and I have that. and then the thing showed up later, like a week later, the thing that I no longer needed, and now I have. So, yeah.
For me, just walking into Walmart is a just kill me experience.
It definitely can be. I definitely have been there as well. I like to get there before, my goal is always to get there before the welfare recipients wake up and show up.
Well, I had a moment, too, while Christmas shopping. My daughter just got a new dog, cute little puppy, all solid black. They let it out in the yard at night. They can't see it. I wanted to get it one of those collars that lights up. So I go into PetSmart, and I said, excuse me, but where do you have your illuminated collars? And the woman looked at me like I just asked her, excuse me, what's the capital of Bosnia? And so I repeated. I said, where are the illuminated collars? She goes, what do you mean illuminated? I said, they're the ones that light up. Oh, we got light-up collars. Jeez. Excuse me.
Well, I think the caliber of people they hire there, though, may be a little better than some of the ones at Amazon, based on what I'm seeing in some of the news stories.
Well, this is a news story that really just depicts it. This happened out in Sacramento. A guy named Nemi Batista came to his home after work, and he saw what it looked like, a dog poop in his driveway, and he couldn't figure out why somebody wouldn't have picked that up. Then he looked at the security camera facing out into his driveway, and it wasn't a dog at all. Amazon was delivering a package to him, and then the Amazon driver decided that he had to cut some cheese right there. And just laid
got two packages
in the driveway. Well, it was a woman. I'm sorry, it was a woman.
Oh, no. You didn't tell me that part.
Yeah, it was a woman just let loose with a log. So then the guy called Amazon. He said, I want them to pick it up. And the guy came out. He said he didn't have anything. He didn't have gloves, no scoop.
Come on.
They didn't just send a drone?
That's a great idea. Drone dog poop picker-upper.
Oh, man. I mean, she left him a little extra surprise, a little Amazon Prime.
There you go.
Yeah, what makes things worse is the next package she delivered, you don't want to look at that invoice.
Exactly. Note to myself when I pick up those Amazon packages, hazmat suit.
Well, and if that didn't make you really want to toss your cookies, this will. There's a couple of these restaurants around the world. Paris, France is the latest one to open an all-naked restaurant. All of the people in there are naked.
Are the servers naked as well?
The servers are not naked. No, the servers are just
are they blindfolded? Because one of my rules of life are people that have no shame about their bodies should.
Really? I mean, can you imagine? Just think of your friends, and maybe one or two you'd want to see naked, maybe probably partially naked, but you don't want to sit there and have a meal with them, especially hot soup. Uh-oh, there's the emergency call line.
Yeah, those servers probably go home and, like, put their eyes out with a hot poker or something.
I do not want this shift. No, I want to go back where people wear pants.
That's an appetite killer for real.
Fortunately, French know how to dine properly, so they always put their napkins on their laps.
And they serve good, you know, they serve lobster and foie gras and snails and cream sauce. I think that might be code. And for only $57.50, and you're guaranteed not to get any stains on your tie.
Now, just to be clear, you have to be naked to eat there. If you don't want to be naked, you have to be naked.
You have to be naked. Yes. And they give you a locker, and they give you slippers, which you can wear. But the ladies are also, if they want, are allowed to wear their heels.
Okay, then. Coming soon to a town near you.
Naked Burger King. All right. Woo. Oh, here's a woman in Florida, you know, of all places. And she is charged with battery. She went into a 7-Eleven store, and she was monkeying around with the nacho cheese dispenser, and a person behind the counter said, hey, leave that alone. It's not working right now. Anyhow, she got a whole cup full of nacho cheese out of there, and the person behind the counter is still yelling at her. So she threw the hot nacho cheese at this woman, which, Had they been in a naked restaurant, it wouldn't have been that big of a problem. But
well, you know, the
picture of this woman is beautiful, too. Of course, you can't see that on the podcast. But the picture of this woman who threw the cheese, I swear she looks like one of those monkeys, flying monkeys from The Wizard of Oz. The most unattractive human I've ever seen.
We can't really be sure it wasn't a monkey.
You want cheese, Scarecrow?
Cheese. All right, then we got three stories. It's turning fire. You know, it's a big thing this time of year, unfortunately. In Cincinnati, Ohio, a woman had bed bugs. She thought the best way to get rid of them was pour alcohol all over her mattress. And, she was a smoker. So kind of set her house on fire. And it's the second time in 2 weeks that happened in Cincinnati, Ohio.
Good. The good news is there's no more bed bugs anywhere in the neighborhood. Gone.
There was a Pink Panther cartoon like that, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And then a guy in Port Huron, Ohio, he woke up and he smelled gas. You know, you can smell natural gas. They put that stuff in it. And he knew he just put in a new water heater. So he went down to check on it. And didn't have a flashlight, so he lit a match, and it kind of went bluey.
He's never seen any cartoons, has he?
Exactly. Watch the Roadrunner. Bad stuff will happen. And then the last story is his boyfriend, this guy was jealous that his girlfriend was working in this strip club, and he didn't want her to work there anymore, so he burned down the strip club.
Is it hot enough for you guys? We're going to make things a whole lot hotter now.
I mean, just ask her to get another job. Would that be so hard?
Exactly.
Would that be so hard?
Exactly. You know, go work at the 7-Eleven. Sure, you get a little cheese on you, but, you know, it'll wipe off with a wet nap.
There you go. I'm thinking maybe this guy is a little bit imbalanced. I don't know. I'm just thinking. I don't know. Just me.
Anyhow, you know, let's wrap up this particular cast by talking about bad jobs. There's a lot of bad jobs out there. Tim mentioned the one about the Cuban street cleaners, and there's so many that you're happy you don't have that job. You don't have to go to work. For instance, this week I'd like to concentrate on the job of lice technician.
Wait. Lice technician. Let's repeat that.
Yes, lice. Okay. This is the time of year when all the kids in school come home with the lice. You know, I don't know why. Did you have lice when you were a kid?
No. I did not.
No, but we were warned about it.
Really? No, we didn't have any either. You know, we got measles.
Don't share combs. Don't try on someone else's hat. They never... They always warned about it. It was always a fear in the back of my head that
I imagined lice to be this horrible.
Because when you get them, apparently, you know, you gotta pick them out and put some kind of dead lice solution on there and then comb them out.
They have the stuff that smells like kerosene, and you've got like this little tiny comb. That's what I'm told. I don't know.
Yeah. And don't use a match either. But you can actually take your kid into the lice technician and have them all removed, which is kind of nice. I was talking about this with a friend of mine this week, and she said, yeah, when her daughter was little, they always had lice. But this other mother in the school that she was talking to said, oh, I check for lice every day. And then at night, I go into my son's bedroom with a flashlight, and I check their butts for worms.
Oh, yeah,
oh,
right.
Oh, I had that.
That's a just-kill-me moment right there. And your
is.
Mom looking up
oh,
your
no,
butt
I had
hole.
My butt checked with a flashlight.
Tim, we don't want to hear about your weekend.
Anyhow, this is our this wraps up our initial cast, and you can get more funny at each of our presenters websites. Tim, what is your website where they can go to?
TimSlagle.com.
TimSlagle.com. Terry?
TerryO'Brien.com. One R and an I and an E-N, just like my cousin Conan.
So hold, cover up one eye apparently and an E-N. And And you can get more of my stuff at DaleUrban.com. Thank you very much. If you've got a Just Kill Me moment, we'd love to hear about it. Send it in to us. Otherwise, we'll see you next time with more stuff that just makes you say, all together now,
Just Kill Me. Kill me.